I've done everything for Mulsey. He's done nothing for me. Shall we go see Rick Springfield together, Limits?
I think we should.
I think I actually remember singing that exact song to Mulsey when we worked together. How much are tickets? I'll treat.
I think it's at the... Rivers Casino.
Let's go there. We'll bet on games. We'll have a nice dinner and we'll see Rick Springfield.
I'd love to. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Another one we could have.
Then we could double date.
That's right.
We will do that. All right. A lot of Steeler things brewing here. I'm very glad, and I'm sure they are very glad, Alex Highsmith is apparently going to avoid surgery. He's an important player for them. Well, luckily, and this hasn't always been the case, they appear to have a pass-rushing demon in reserve here in Nick Herbig. This is going to be a fascinating study to see this guy. You know, so far he's been basically get after the quarterback guy. What's it going to be like when we actually watch him play? That's what I'm curious about. It's going to be a big storyline this weekend. Let's hear what Mike Tomlin said about Nick Herbig yesterday.
He's hardworking and humble, and I really think that tees up performance for him. But he also has ridiculous belief in self, and that's attractive to coaches. That's attractive to older players. He is not a guy that's ever scared.
Doesn't look like it. Looks like the people playing against him might be, especially the quarterbacks. I still can't get over how Slater, their left tackle, just appeared to be stunned by the quickness, by the first step that Nick Herbig showed. He is just an animal on the pass rush. He's fun to watch. What do you think we're going to see? Are we going to see a guy that makes us say, could he be better than Highsmith? Are we gonna at least have visions of that, or is that unrealistic?
Well, I'm a guy that already thinks that he maybe is better than Alex Highsmith.
How can you possibly think that without having seen him play a full game?
With the reps that he's taken and the limited amount of reps that he's taken, with more experience and more of an opportunity.
I'm sorry, that was the coffee talking.
That's completely fine. He'll be able to prove that he is as capable as Alex Highsmith is on the opposite side, especially with TJ Watt, because Watt takes so much attention, and everybody chips Watt, and it leaves typically Highsmith and Nick Herbig one-on-one. That helps.
Yeah, the other part of this is, okay, maybe for now it'll prove that he's mostly just a pass rush guy, but what about the other possibilities here? What if Nick Herbig is a star in waiting? What if he becomes the star of the game all over the field?
He has two sacks in this game against Anthony Richardson. I think the Steelers are going to have five sacks of Richardson. He's going to get knocked around.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Either way, it's a very intriguing storyline. And so is the wide receiver position. Tell me again what you saw from, was it Jeremy Fowler? Tell everybody about this story.
Yeah, Jeremy Fowler, Dan Graziano, in their Week 4 Buzz article they put out for ESPN, quote from the story, I expect them, being the Steelers, to continue to monitor the receiver trade market as the deadline approaches, pointing to Tennessee's DeAndre Hopkins, Jacksonville's Christian Kirk, as two veteran wide receivers who could conceivably become available and might be appealing to the Steelers.
Interesting. Jerry Dulac has asked several times in his chat this week, do you think they're still interested in a wide receiver too? And he says only in case of injury. He doesn't think that a big in-season trade is coming. Christian Kirk, he had 8 catches for 79 yards the other day. That's a broken offense. He's a pretty good player, Christian Kirk. Last year, 57 catches for 787. The year before, when Jacksonville was good, Trevor Lawrence's best year, 84 catches for 1,100 yards and 8 TDs. He would intrigue me. And then who was the other player you mentioned?
I lost it real quick. Christian Kirk and DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. Now, he's a little bit older. Let me get the actual lowdown on DeAndre Hopkins here. Well, not that much. He's 32. He has just 8 catches for 90 yards. Last year, though, he was a 1,000-yard receiver with 7 touchdowns. I remember him quite fondly from my fantasy team. 48 first downs last year, 14 yards a catch. Sign me up for either one.
I want a big move. And you know who the big move is.
Who?
Davante Adams. He does not look like he wants to be there. And even Antonio Pierce is saying about guys are maybe making business decisions out there on the field. Is DeAndre Hopkins that type of guy? Not going to say he is. That was making business decisions during that game, but he seems like a guy that would be completely fine with getting out of there. And the only reason that I think maybe he's staying there is that he's a UNLV guy. Or he's a Fresno State guy. He's a Vegas guy.
What does his contract look like in years to come here?
So he signed for two more additional seasons, but the cap hits around $35 million.
Yeah. Mel, maybe you could mitigate that by signing him even longer term. So the broader question here, the question really is, do the Steelers need that? They obviously think they do, regardless of how they've started the season. Their pursuit of Brandon Ayuk was very public, and they were willing to spend a ton of money because they obviously feel like they needed another big-time playmaker. Does a 3-0 start in which the offense hasn't exactly exploded? I thought they played very well the other day. Change their thinking on that? That's a pretty big decision to make, a pretty big evaluation of your own team to say, we want another guy and we're willing to spend tens of millions of dollars to get him. I don't think three games into any season you suddenly say, we don't really need that anymore. Forget that evaluation. I have to believe Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan still believe a number two receiver is necessary. So I'm very curious to see how things go with Davante Adams and the Raiders and to see who else might be available around the trade deadline. To me, that's a position that a guy can come in and do some things right away. I don't think you have to be ingrained into a system necessarily. Over time, you do. But you can help a team right away. Somebody named Sal asked Jerry Dulac on his weekly chat, which is must read, which is up at postgazette.com. If the Steelers were 6-2, 7-1 going into the bye, do you think Omar will be aggressive and look for a wide receiver? Jerry says no, unless there is a significant injury. And he said that repeatedly as people were curious about that. I still want them to get a guy. I was encouraged the other day. Calvin Austin, for the first time in his career, looked like he was more than just a gimmick guy or maybe one big play per season guy. He looked like he was an actual receiver, part of the offense. And Scotty Miller. In fact, they both look better than Van Jefferson to me. Scotty Miller looked like a guy who can make a couple things happen after he catches the ball. So, yeah, I was encouraged, but both those guys still look like number threes to me, as does everybody else. And when I'm counting, I don't usually go 1-3. I like to stop at 2. I think they still need a guy. You?
They do. I mean, they kept saying it without saying it over and over in the offseason with all the talk around Brandon Ayuk, and that they didn't want to try to even look for other options other than Ayuk because they were so set on him and thought that the deal was going to get done. So the Steelers have admitted that they think that they need another wide receiver, even though the narrative has been that they don't. So yeah, if there's an opportunity that comes to them, and maybe it is Adams, maybe it's Christian Kirk, which is $20 million cap hit or so next year, then yeah, I think they do it. At least they try to pull the trigger, depending on what the price tag is going to be. But yeah, they definitely are still looking.
Jerry also made a point in his mailbag that I disagreed with about Fields and him and Russell Wilson. Basically saying that Fields is playing the way the Steelers want him to, which is not to lose the game rather than to win it. That was clear in the first two games. I thought they asked him to win the Chargers game. I think any time you pass the ball more than you run it, which is what they did in that game, especially before that last drive where all they did was run and they shoved it down the Chargers' throats, they put the ball in his hands and said, win the game for us. Short, medium, whatever. Throw the ball and win it. I actually thought they did ask him to win a game, and he won it. You agree?
I agree. They gave him the true command of the offense, and part of that was utilizing the middle of the field. And they didn't run Fields either. They utilized him more as a passer than the other two instances that we've seen him over the course of the season. I don't know how you could not say otherwise that they didn't have him win that game with the way that he was delivering throws and commanding the offense. Yeah.
Passed more than they ran, even with all the running late in the game. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, they call him the big boy, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. That's fun to say, isn't it?
Very much so. He's a national insider.
We're very proud of him.
He's getting retweeted by Adam Schefter now.
He got fired and fell up. Only Cabali, right? On those two torn Achilles.
That's pretty impressive.
It really is. And he's covering WWE.
He did write a WWE Yeet article the other day. I saw him.
What does that mean? Yeet? Fill me in.
Yeah, so Yeet is a WWE, it's a wrestling term for one of the wrestlers. And it's kind of like a celebration or like a something of note.
I hate wrestling. I've never liked it. Ever since I was a kid, you know, I fell in love with sports, obviously, at an early age. But one of the reasons you fall in love with sports is the suspense of not knowing who's going to win.
Yeah,
I remember watching pro wrestling as a kid saying, this is not real. I don't like this. It's fixed. It's predetermined who's going to win.
Right. No, I don't. That's what I don't like about it either.
So you don't follow all these guys like Donnie Football and Malzi?
No, I have a couple friends that do, but I do not, no. I don't follow it at all.
I've done everything for Malzi. He's done nothing for me. We're going to this, okay?
All right. When is it?
I don't know.
We'll find out.